Authorities in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, Democratic Republic of the Congo, have arrested three Chinese nationals found with 12 gold bars and $800,000, £650,000, in cash. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The contraband was hidden under the seats of their vehicle, according to South Kivu Governor Jean-Jacques Purasi. The arrests followed a covert operation prompted by a tip-off, Purasi said, and were conducted in the Wallanu area, near the Rwandan border. The secrecy was necessary due to the recent release of 17 other Chinese nationals accused of running an illegal gold mine in the same region. Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo is rich in gold, diamonds, and critical minerals used in batteries for mobile phones and electric vehicles. However, the region's vast mineral wealth has been exploited by foreign groups since colonial times, contributing to decades of instability. Murky mineral trade? Many mines in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo are controlled by militia groups, whose leaders profit by selling minerals to middlemen. Governor Purasi noted that some dealers have influential connections in the capital, Kinshasa, making enforcement efforts challenging. Last month, Purasi expressed frustration after the release of the 17 Chinese nationals. He alleged they owed $10 million in taxes and fines to the government, calling their release a setback in efforts to reform the notoriously opaque mining sector. The Chinese embassy has not commented on the recent arrests or previous allegations. Wider context of mineral exploitation. The arrests come amid ongoing conflict in neighboring North Kivu province, where Rwanda-backed rebels have seized significant territory. Rwanda has denied accusations of facilitating the export of illegal minerals from Democratic Republic of the Congo. The Congolese government recently filed a lawsuit against Apple, accusing the tech giant of using blood minerals sourced from conflict zones. The lawsuit alleges these minerals are laundered through international supply chains, financing militias, enabling forced child labor, and causing environmental destruction. Apple has since announced it stopped sourcing minerals from Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda, though Rwanda denies any involvement in illegal mineral trade. A cycle of conflict and exploitation. Governor Purasi said the arrests of the three Chinese nationals represent a critical step in combating illegal mineral trade in Democratic Republic of the Congo. However, the region's mineral wealth remains at the heart of a cycle of violence, exploitation, and environmental degradation, perpetuated by local militias and foreign actors alike. Efforts to clean up the sector face significant obstacles, but authorities say they remain committed to ensuring Democratic Republic of the Congo's resources benefit its people rather than fueling conflict and corruption. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.